From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Early voting begins tomorrow in Florida, and rallies and get-out-the-vote events are planned for this weekend. Organizers say at least 135 churches statewide will take part in the so-called Souls to the Polls bus and car caravans. Those are aimed directly at getting mostly Latino and African-American congregations to cast ballots early, and they usually come from Democratic organizations. A number of Broward Republicans are still unhappy about the locations of early voting sites there. They say most are concentrated in areas that are more favorable to Democrats. Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes doesn't necessarily disagree, but she says Republicans need to direct their complaints to the state legislature. That's because it's the Republican-controlled legislature that made the rules about where early voting sites are allowed. And that's only in city halls, libraries, and Supervisor of Elections branch offices. For several years, Snipes says supervisors of elections have asked lawmakers to allow early voting in community centers, but lawmakers have not budged. Other Broward County voters have been contacting us. They're concerned because they haven't gotten their absentee ballot yet. Officials say there is no need to worry because there is high demand, and a legal expert assures voters that they will be able to cast those ballots even if they don't get their absentee ballot before Election Day. Lee Rowland is a legal counsel to the Brennan Center, which is a leading expert on voting rights all over the country. She says voters have two options if they realize they have not received the absentee ballot and the election is just a few days away.
The first is Floridians can actually track online where their absentee ballot is. Every voter can go to their own county supervisors of elections website, or the state division of elections offers a voter information lookup, which both can tell you what the status of your absentee ballot is. Now, let's say that doesn't work, or somebody doesn't know that or doesn't get online in time. You can also cast a full ballot at the polls, even if you requested an absentee ballot, so long as you never filled out and turned in that ballot.
Rowland also says that an election official will have to confirm that you never got that ballot when you get to the polls. And even if there is a problem with the process, voters can still cast a provisional ballot in the election. For more information on just what your options are as an absentee voter, go to WLRN.org. If you want to know who is moving and who is staying put, new census numbers can tell us whether someone is able to pick up and leave and exactly why. Business reporter Karen Burkett explains.
Young adults, folks under 30, are the primary out-of-state movers these days. They're moving for jobs in high-tech centers like Washington, D.C., Denver, and Seattle. It's been a while since young adults could move. This demographic lived with their parents during the recession. These days, working professionals, families, and retirees aren't able to move. They were the ones who did most of the moving during the housing boom in the last decade. I'm Karen Burkett in Miami.
And for more news anytime, day or night, just go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy, you and everybody else have a wonderful weekend, and maybe it'll even be sunny.